Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
First up today, a band that opened for The Cure at Rogers Arena, Vancouver, June 2nd, 2023, from Glasgow, Scotland. This is The Twilight Sad on The Blurred Crusade.
We'll be right back.
90.1 FM. This is the mighty CJSF. Todd with you here on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. In that set, near the end there, we had Just Mustard from Ireland. The track Still from Heart Under 2022 off of Partisan Records, and also from Partisan Records. Before that, we had Fontaine's DC, also from Ireland, and from their album Skinty Fia 2022, we had the track Nabokov, and we started it all off with The Twilight Sad from Glasgow, Scotland, the song Rats, and that was from 2019. As I said in the opening, The Twilight Sad opened for The Cure June 2nd at Rogers. And speaking of The Cure, Robert Smith was quoted as saying regarding The Twilight Sad, "If the world was a better place, they would be playing to more people."
Thank you. When you wanted it, I was there. When you first went in, no one twisted your arm. When you tasted it like you've been tasting it your whole life, as you went under into unknown. Remember the music pulled out of your head. Into the cans, insulating guitars, reptilian bass, kicking your face, the snare in your heart.
Thank you. featuring one Richard Martinez. That was Glove and Ghost, a track called Honey Net from Dead Drop, his latest. Glove and Ghost, a great local band. And before that on the Blurred Crusade, we had The Church, the Hypnogog from their latest album, their 26th studio album. And we started that whole set off with The Cure, who I mentioned several times were in town at Rogers June 2nd. I saw the show. Robert Smith still has the voice. I did have some issues on the pacing and the song selection, but I'm a picky concert goer. And we had Sinking from the Head on the Door, 1985.
On the 8th, Korean-Canadian author Jun Mi-yoon is launching her self-titled monograph at the Polygon Gallery at 7 p.m. Her work deals with the intersections between tourism, militarism, and colonialism. On the 9th, the multimedia art exhibition Yi Yuzhua, Notes After the Flood, created by local indigenous artist Bracken Hanus Corlett, will be launching at Vivo Media Arts Center at 7 p.m. Saturday the 10th is the Vancouver Symphony Day of Music, with 12 free hours of music between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. at stages across Vancouver and Richmond. Later in the day, there is an Indigenous Artisans Market at the Bill Reed Gallery, running from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. At 4 p.m., the Filipino arts and activist group Sliced Mango will be hosting In the Sunlight, Philippines Art and Diaspora, a multimedia art exhibition at the intersection of Corral Street and East Pender Street. On the 11th, the 11th annual Mid-Maine Art Fair will be held at the Heritage Hall building on Vancouver's Main Street, with dozens of experienced Canadian artists presenting.
From Atlanta, Georgia, these are the Coat Hangers on the Blurred Crusade.